B-Pod Studios.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, morning.
Crack-a-lackin'.
Time to celebrate hump day.
Wednesday is
hump day.
The term hump day
could be offensive.
Too early to know for sure.
Too early to say.
No offense.
No offense.
Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Don't get your panties in a bunch.
And just say it.
It's Wednesday.
And what else?
Oh, yeah.
It's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Three quarters of the Lauren and Wally show right here.
Yeah.
Not the Lauren part or the Wally part.
Yeah, which is
Brian Bell
around.
Parth, Lauren Beckham Falcone, Hank Morris. What's up, guys?
It's like when I had a party when my parents were away. It's fun. Oh, wait. They didn't know that.
no parties. All the booze is really booze still.
Hey, it's so, Wednesday. Got here quickly.
It did. Spring's going to be here.
Yeah.
It'll be nice. And still going to be cold.
Doesn't feel like it.
No, it's going to be 50-something today.
Yeah, I know. The temperature's going to, like, double.
Yeah, that's
from
great.
Early this morning, so that's good. But then it's going to rain and be bleh.
Okay, you got to stop yucking my yum, because it's spring. Today is the first day of spring, and it's
springy,
exciting.
Springy.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, we've got some interesting things that Hank had to... I don't know. We got to talk about what happened yesterday.
In a parking lot yesterday that did not involve a carriage.
Well, yeah. That's,
so I'm really excited.
You have to
You're
bring
growing.
That up.
It's interesting. Yes.
Was I lucky not to be shot or maced? I don't know.
Maced, I think.
Maced, yes, definitely. Yes.
Well, it depends. If you were in another part of the country, maybe you would have been shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we also have to talk about the Sesame Street challenge that everyone's taking and how it got heated on the interwebs yesterday.
It did.
You would be on a desert island with.
Yeah, just an innocent question.
Isn't it an innocent question and it went nuts? We can't agree on much these days.
No.
Even Muppets.
That's true. I'll tell you about that. We also have those embarrassing facts you had as a kid that you were told. I was asking my kids about them last night, actually.
Oh, do they believe what you say?
They believe everything I say.
That's nice.
So, yeah, some of those, we'll have to touch on that. And, of course, we've got your 80s song of the day at 7:20. We'll tell you what song to listen for, and when to listen for that song for $500. So there you go, $1,000 today.
$1,000.
We're so generous.
We got your grand of 60 seconds.
Yes, and I'm really, really trying to give away some money and the answer to number 7 today.
Six, I think.
Is it? Well, one of the answers, you guys. France.
France. All right, good.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to continue filling out LBF's... NCAA
guys,
tournament bracket.
I did awesome yesterday.
You did. You're 2-0.
2-0. See? Now you're hooked.
Yeah, I know.
Now you got to fill out the rest of the bracket.
Okay.
Only 32 more games to go.
Yep. Pretty soon, you know, Warren Buffett's going to make you a big old check. All right. That's coming up. Lauren and Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Boy, I had a close call with possibly the police and... maybe mace and maybe even a gun yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, I'm a little rattled. Not as rattled as the lady that I met. Because I went down to Michael's in Everett.
Craft store?
Craft store.
Getting some beads.
Right? No, I wasn't scrapbooking or anything, but I needed a frame.
Okay.
You know, so I go down and I got a nice 16x20 wood trim frame. Very lovely. Brought it outside. And so I'm walking back to the car. I have a gray Toyota RAV4. So I'm walking back to the car, but I'm on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And so... but I know where the car is parked. I'm heading toward it, and I'm reading my phone, and I have the key fob in my left hand, and I press the remote unlock. And you hear, so I immediately hear, boop, boop. And I kind of look down to my left, and I'm behind the car, and I swing over to the right rear door because I'm putting it in the back seat. And I open the door and start to put it in, and there's a woman sitting there in my car.
Whoa.
And she says, excuse me?
Oh,
what are you doing? And there's a baby seat in the back. And I look up, I said, oh, my God, I'm in the wrong car.
Oh, my God.
Oh my, now I'm like, oh, my God, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I have the same exact car. It's got a baby seat in it. I'm trying to explain myself away, and these eyes of steel are looking at me like.
Right, because she's,
shut the door.
You're a crazy predator.
Person. Shut the door, and now I'm rattled. I'm embarrassed. I felt bad about scaring her, and I shut the door, and like a moron, I back up, and I parked right next to her, thank God.
Yeah,
if I was four spots away, it would have been a lot worse.
Right, because she would have been like, right.
Did you get the frame out of the car before you shut the door?
No, it's a good car. I can't remember. So I finally get back into my car, and I'm a little rattled. And I was telling my dad on the way home, I call him. I go, geez, what an idiot I am. He goes, it's a good thing she didn't have a gun, huh?
Well, or, yeah.
Or mace.
But I don't blame anything except your phone.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with anything except you were on your phone and completely not paying attention. So
I was happy she didn't call the Everett police and report a possible carjacking.
Well, I mean, for the woman, it must have been super I can't even imagine sitting there.
And I always think of it because I have a wife and two daughters who drive, and I'm always like, watch out in the parking lot.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. For guys like me, I guess.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think you were framed.
Come on.
No.
For those of you wondering, God. I did put the carriage back where it belonged.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you're growing. Good. Congratulations.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
So, speaking of winning.
Yeah.
LB up the bookie.
I feel like you're hooked.
I don't know if I'm hooked. I did fairly well yesterday because I picked...
Fairly?
I picked the winning teams in the...
Play-in games.
March Madness, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, let's... So, Dickinson won?
Yes, Farley Dickinson beat Prairie View, and then Belmont topped Temple, which you chose both of them yesterday.
Now, was that the kind of predicted win because they're better, like they're ranked better?
No, because those are the teams that are at the bottom.
Oh, they're terrible.
That are trying to get into the final 64.
Well, here's the thing. I pick those teams based on personal feelings.
Well, yeah, that's how you do it. You know,
I feel like
not out of any basketball knowledge.
Right. And I feel like looking at the brackets, I have basketball knowledge and I don't want it. I want Hank to just say the names and where they're from and then I'll get a feeling.
Okay. There are two more games.
Okay.
Today.
All right. Because Fairly Dickinson.
Yeah.
Was where Dave Falco went to school for a semester.
Okay.
And Belmont's a nice town.
All right.
That's why I picked them.
All right,
well,
so here we go.
What do we got next?
Solid system.
Yes.
North Carolina Central
plays
North Dakota State.
Okay, I'm going to take North Carolina because it's nicer.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Dakotas? Are very nice.
Yeah, well.
Badlands?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're
beautiful. Beautiful.
But bad.
Well, yeah.
What about St. John's against Arizona State?
I'm going to pick Arizona State because they are very good. Their food is very good. It usually gets ranked number one food, except this year it's UMass Amherst. Woo!
Also, you're choosing the Sun Devils.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow,
okay.
All right.
All right. So here we go.
All right. We'll go over. I started a little, you know, on the CBS Sports brackets. They have tournament. You know, you can start one up. So search for WROR. You can enter ours there and see how you do against LBF's bracket.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Filling it out now. See you in a
week. All right. What else happened yesterday?
You know what else sounds good? Sean Corralia, two goals. Bruins won on Long Island. 5-0 against the Islanders. Seltzer in Philly tonight. Red Sox rained out in spring training, which has been awful. At least they didn't lose. Season opener is a week from tomorrow in Seattle. The MLB regular season opener is today in Japan.
Wow.
Seattle against Oakland. Listen to this. Mike Trout and the Angels finalizing a 12-year, $430 million contract, the largest deal in pro sports history. How does this affect the Red Sox? Mookie Betts, he's up next year. Imagine what Mookie's going to want.
Oh.
And happy birthday to the greatest hockey player of all time, Robert Gordon Orr, is 71 years old today.
Wow.
Happy birthday. Nice birthday. Man.
Oh.
We'll have to post the interview we did with him a couple months ago when he had his book coming out.
What
he
a treat
awesome.
That was.
He was super nice.
Check WROR.com. We'll get that up for you there. All right. And coming up after 7 o'clock, of course we have the 80s song of the day, but right after 7, like 7:10, we're going to talk about those embarrassing facts that you believed as a kid.
And maybe still believe.
There was one we talked about last night with my kids, and I'm like, wait, that's not true? My kids are like, no! I'm like, oh, jeez. All right.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay. The things you believed as a child that you kind of grew up a little bit and realized you were being hoodwinked by somebody, maybe just more, you know, or your parents.
Yeah, kids on the bus.
Yeah, exactly. Kids on the bus. Liars. So we have people were talking about it, and I think I had one.
Yeah.
My mother told me that if you lied, a black spot would be on your tongue.
Oh, yeah.
And so I kind of believed that for a long time until...
A lot of parents use that one. I hope we didn't ruin it for anybody.
Sorry.
No.
That's because she had eyes in back of her head, your mother. That's why.
You used to believe that?
Oh, I still do.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to my kids about it last night at dinner,
yeah.
And they're 5 and 9, so I'm like, is there anything that, you know, you guys think might be true? And Sam, immediately, he's 9, he said, well, if you swallow gum, it stays in your stomach for 9 years or 7 years. And I said, wait a minute. That's not true. He said, no, that's not true.
That's not like, true at all. But you know what? A lot of people believe that.
But I Googled it last night.
You Googled it?
Because I'm like, wait, I mean, I don't think, he's like, so we can swallow gum, right? And I said, I still don't think it's good. And it's still not good to swallow gum.
Why not? I swallow gum all the time.
Well, because if you swallow enough of it, it can back things up the other end.
I never chew gum.
And think about the bubble.
Well, no, I don't know how you chew it there. But it's still not good for you. So I think it's
right.
Just a lot of things parents come up with just to like make their kids not... You know, do stuff.
Right, exactly.
That could be it. Actually, let's go to the phones here. ROR.
Well, my mom told me that BBs come out of your bum.
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Yeah. When did you find out that wasn't true? Not like recently, right?
Hopefully not in labor and delivery.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it was before then.
Okay, good.
Wow.
I know. I still say wow, too.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
ROR.
Good morning. This is Bill, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Bill.
When I was very young, I thought that dogs were the male of the species and cats were the female of the species.
Wow. That's really interesting.
That's crazy.
Isn't that funny-looking pets?
Well, I mean, you know, they were both pets, you know. They were both fun, I suppose.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
So, hey, have a great day.
You too. ROR, is there something embarrassing you believed as a kid?
Yes.
What was it?
So I hated washing my hair in the shower. So my mom used to tell me that if I didn't wash my hair, it would fall out. And that's why my grandfather was bald, because he never washed his hair.
Oh, my God.
Okay. When did you figure out it wasn't true?
I don't know. Maybe I was 10 or 11.
Pretty old.
All right. Thanks.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus unexpectedly drops by Lem's place, and we hear...
What in God's name is that?
It's a tuba, you moron.
Well, where'd you get it?
I borrowed it from that kid next door.
I sure didn't know you could play the tuba.
Oh, I can't.
You can't?
No, and now neither can that little next door.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Hey, yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Okay. All right, I'm so excited, you guys. They're putting the lit in literature.
The what?
Boston Public Library has transformed their map room, this is the Copley Square location, into the map room tea lounge where they're serving cocktails. Everything about this is amazing, although they did steal my idea. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But they recreated the map room. There's already a restaurant in the library. You can have tea there, but this is now...
This is better than tea. The tea wasn't selling.
It doesn't operate during traditional late night hours. It's actually... it's hashtag...
Day drinking.
Yes. It's open from Wednesday and Thursdays from 3 to 8. Fridays and Saturdays from 11 in the morning till 4:45.
11?
Sundays
from 1 to 4. I know
where
you're going to be.
It's really great. The person who was quoted saying, we want people to rethink what afternoon tea might be. And it's for those who don't maintain traditional 9-to-5 schedules.
Yeah.
Me! That's me.
Probably
it's fun,
take you,
too.
Probably take you a lot longer to read the books now,
I know. You get everything there. But the names of the drink is really fun. Tequila Mockingbird. And that's a tequila infused hibiscus tea. Okay. A Dorian Gray, which is vodka-based drink with a Earl Grey tea.
Okay.
The Catcher in the Rye is appleberry-infused rye, which is a type of whiskey. And they have Wisdom Wednesdays. You can have tea readings so you can see your future.
Oh,
and then Treble Thursdays is local classical music. And you can read books and you can drink and you can get smarter. And I'm really upset because this was my idea with my husband, Dave. We have this. We want to open a bar. And the old Cactus Club, which is right on Boylston, is closed and has been forever. And we wanted to call it Tropic of Cancer by Henry Miller and have all the drinks have library sort of like literature connotations.
Really?
The reason why is it's kind of a romantic story is that we were friends and he quoted Tropic of Cancer, Henry Miller. Henry Miller's usually a perv, but this was romantic. Anyway.
Wow.
I mean, so many writers had bad drinking problems.
Well, yeah, but they
had... Look at Brendan Behan. He called himself a drinker with a writing problem.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know, but I think you can have a lot
of fun. Like, a lot of, like, our little public library, they do these little, you know, nights to raise funds for the library. They do, like, a beer and books kind of thing, and that's like, a permanent, that's fun. It's
I think we should come up with our own, like, our favorite book-inspired drink. Like, the Wizard of Booze. Like, you got the Oz in there.
I see, you know.
Hey, reading is fundamental, and drinking is fun.
That's right. There you go. All right.
Ladies
and more. 5.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Toy Story trailers. Who is playing Woodstock? But first, let's talk therapy at the 7:45 Dirty Laundry. Ooh. I think we could all use it, right?
Yeah.
Especially, I think, you know, people who are in show business. I know they seem to have everything, and they have all the riches, and they have famous, and they get free stuff and swag bags, but...
Yeah, but if they didn't have problems, there wouldn't be a Real Housewives series.
Exactly. Well, anyway, Game of Thrones, crazy show.
Yeah.
The cast, you know, can go through a lot. Kit Harington, beloved by Game of Thrones fans, had to go into therapy because of the pressure of being Jon Snow on that series. He's 32 years old. He was in Variety talking about being in the white hot spotlight. It wasn't a very good time in my life, he said. Now, you guys know that season is wrapping up April 14th. The series is wrapping up April 14th. I felt like I was the most fortunate person in the world when actually I felt very vulnerable. I had a shaky time in my life around there. I think a lot of people do in their 20s. And he hit like rock bottom when Jon Snow became the focal point of the show because he died but didn't die. I remember my husband, Dave Falcone, a fan, was like freaking out about him. Like, what is happening?
Well, it's got to be tough for a guy to be like in a series where there's such rabid fans.
Exactly. He didn't like being the focus of the whole show onto Jon. It was... he just felt really out of control, and it was terrifying, he said. So he began grappling with severe anxiety and ended up going into therapy. You know, the same thing happened to Daniel Radcliffe in Harry Potter. That fame, that crushing fame, made him turn to alcohol.
And I never realized that he was an alcoholic.
Yeah, he's been sober for like 5 years now and in a much, much better place.
And he's still a young guy, right?
Yeah, but sort of like, yeah, only 25 or something. That fame is a lot to carry. I feel bad for these. I really wouldn't want to be like super Jon Snow famous either. Super cute. Well,
you're doing fine.
Thank you.
Oh, that's not right.
That's funny. Okay, Toy Story 4. Oh, I can't believe it's happening. That's coming out on June 21st. Here's a little teaser trailer. I'll give you a heads up. The plot is the crew is settling into life in that cute girl Bonnie's room when Forky comes in and sends the old and new toys on a road trip. Here's a little
tease.
What a name.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
Oh, she's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know. Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
So there
you
go.
Wow.
You can see the full trailer on WROR.com.
It looks good. I watched it with the kids last night, and it looks good, but Toy Story is such a perfect trilogy already. I'm concerned.
I was very concerned at Toy Story 3, and I ended up sobbing like a baby.
Of course you did.
It was so good.
I think it was the best.
I know I did. Shush.
Oh, sorry.
I sobbed, and it was great, and it was better than I expected. So I believe that Toy Story 4 is going to be excellent. Again, that's June 21st. And Woodstock, the lineup.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a quick little rundown. Jay-Z, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Imagine Dragons, Chance the Rapper, and legacy acts like Dead & Company, Santana, and John Fogerty will be a host of others.
Wow.
That is happening in August 16th, that weekend. It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Who wants to go camping with me?
No, thanks. I wouldn't want to go. I know. Mm-mm. And tickets go on sale on April 22nd.
Hmm.
What?
Are we too old for a music festival? Those sound like great lineups. I want to see it.
I don't think so. Not at all. If you want to go.
I just don't want to see them in a field.
You'll be fine. I think we have good stuff.
All right,
Burning Man can pull it off. We can.
The Lorne and Wiley Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s.
And more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wiley Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy. You can feel the excitement.
I'm excited.
It's time to play Grand in 60 Seconds. Will somebody win $1,000 from Century Bank today? Let's go to the phones and find out who's going to play. This is Michelle DiTomaso from Foster, Rhode Island. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. How are you?
Good. You feeling confident this morning?
Yes.
Good.
Excellent. And what do you do?
I'm a secretary.
Excellent.
So you have lots of knowledge.
Yep.
You have to listen to people talk and, you know, you probably glean a lot of information.
Google stuff a lot.
Yes.
All right.
Watch YouTube.
So here's what's going to happen, Michelle, and everyone playing along at home. LBF has 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. You can pass if you're not sure of an answer because you need all 10 correct within the 60 seconds to win the $1,000 from Century Bank. So you don't want to pass too many. All right?
Okay.
You think you're ready?
Ready.
LBF, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it. Let's play Grand in 60 Seconds. Go.
What is 8 plus 8?
16.
Spell bird.
B-I-R-D.
Speaking of birds, traditionally, what is the color of a male cardinal?
Red.
Peter Jackson directed this movie trilogy.
Pass.
Who purchased the rights to the Beatles songs in 1985 for $47 million?
Pass.
This music festival is celebrating its 50th anniversary in August.
Woodstock.
What the cosmetics company L'Oreal was founded in what country?
France.
What band wanted to rock and roll all night and party every day?
Kiss.
This Greek and Roman mythological giant monster has one eye in the center of its forehead.
Cyclops.
Name one of the three actresses who starred in The Witches of Eastwick.
Pass.
Peter Jackson directed this movie trilogy.
Lord of the Rings.
Who purchased the rights to the Beatles songs in 1985 for $47 million?
Michael Jackson.
Name one of the actresses who starred in The Witches of Eastwick.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
No! No!
Oh, God!
No!
1 second. Maybe even a half
one
a second.
Second.
Did not make it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. Oh
so
God.
Great. You did such a wonderful job.
That was... I
you
can't
were
breathe.
So close.
I can't breathe. Oh, my
so
God. You were so close.
Close.
The only one you didn't get. The only one. Name one of the three actresses who starred in The Witches of Eastwick. Cher, Susan Sarandon, or Michelle Pfeiffer.
I know.
Oh,
I,
my
God. And I said it at the last
I heard
second.
Cher, right. But it was after the buzzer.
Right after the buzzer.
After the buzzer. Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Well, you did
I
such
have
a
to collect
job.
Myself.
I do. I literally have to. Just, I'm sorry.
That was amazing.
That was the closest
got
ever you
those
did
ones you came back on.
So great.
I was already texting the Sloans for the $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Century Bank.
All right.
I
has
know.
Everybody caught their breath now?
Yeah, barely.
All right, Michelle, that was really spectacular. What you've won as a consolation prize this morning, a family four-pack of passes to check out New England's greatest hot rod show at Boston's Town Fair Tire, World of Wheels.
Come on, Michelle.
It's March 22nd through the 24th at the Seaport World Trade Center. Plus, how's that car of yours looking? Is it a little dirty?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got the big book of Scrub-A-Dub, the works car washes for you. So a little consolation prize. You did an amazing
Thank
job.
You.
I need some lorazepam.
I got to go lay down. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
All right. So
you did so well.
Great job. Have a wonderful day, Michelle. Thanks for listening
Thanks.
To Lorne and Wiley.
You too.
If anybody else wants to play and give us all a heart attack, enter to be a contestant right now at WROR.com, and maybe you could win $1,000. Like Michelle almost did, thanks to our friends at
pulse.
Century Bank.
It's like still.
I'm whew. All right.
That was so great.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
80s and more, 105.7 WROR. And this really lit things up yesterday on Twitter. Everybody was talking all about the Muppets, and Sesame Street started this.
Yes. If Sesame Street asked which character would be best to be stuck on a desert island with, Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo.
Oh, okay.
And boy, people had strong opinions.
Yeah. Well, I do. I do, too.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you pick anything other than Grover, you're crazy.
Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah, I think Grover's the only one to do because, you know, I mean, Cookie Monster might have cookies, but he will not share them.
Right, and he's not much of a conversationalist.
No, not at all.
After the second day, you would choke out Elmo. Just that voice would just drive you berserk.
I mean, he's very positive. He's got a good attitude.
It's a little too much,
though. The only thing about Grover is that Grover has a lot of anxiety.
Yeah,
he's a little neurotic.
But I know, as someone pointed out on Twitter,
he is
Josh Whedon.
Yes, Josh Whedon, who's the director of, what is he, like, Star Wars now, right?
God, yeah.
Okay, ever heard of Super Grover?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what he said. He's going to get stuff done. Planes will see him in his cape and a Roman helmet or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's enthused. He'll do all the cooking for sure. Also, will provide a good amount of food when you kill, eat, not like scrawny Elmo.
True. Cookie Monster would be fun for the first week because he'd probably have plenty of supplies with him. But after that, that's all he'd want to seek out.
Yeah, but that, he makes a good point there, too. Like, Cookie Monster, that'd be good eating.
It's true.
It's true. You know, if necessary.
And Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar.
I thought you might, like, pick him.
Why? You feel like we're spirit animals?
Yeah, a little bit.
But you need yin and yang. You see, in that kind of a situation, you need someone with a positive, can-do attitude.
So you're the one without that.
So I can, you know, sit there and just, like, really? You think you're going to be able to make a boat out of that? That would be my job.
He'd just say, screw it. Let's just stay here.
Right. Right. I would be the grumpy one already.
So a shout out to Joey Evans. He went off the reservation a little bit. He goes, I'd really choose Bert for the conversation, but Miss Piggy for romance.
Oh, God. Well, hang on. Let's go to the lines. WROR.
Who would I like to be stuck with? Which Muppet in the desert?
Yeah, the choices were Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo. What were you thinking?
Oh, I wanted Big Bird so he could carry me.
Oh.
Does he fly?
Yeah, not so much.
He's got a nice nest, though.
Very tall, very easy to reach the coconuts on the desert island.
That's right. You need something to drink out there.
Right,
there you go.
Exactly.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Have a good one. Yeah, so some people were breaking the format.
I'd break the rule.
Why? Who would you choose?
I would choose Gonzo for obvious reasons.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
What? He likes chicken.
105.7 WROR. Wow. Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
80s and more, 105.7. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. I'm LBF. Brian Bell, Hank, Lauren's on vacation. Okay, today at 5:58 p.m., spring arrives.
Oh, thank goodness.
This means people are spring cleaning?
Is that a question?
Understand this. Now, I thought this was something that just like happened like in the past. Like folklore.
Something your mother did or your grandmother.
Yeah, like you would take like a whole weekend and you would spring clean the house. It happened to me. When I was a kid, my father was involved. He had a yellow pad of paper, and all the kids got assignments. And my mother would blast, like, Stevie Wonder, and we would be cleaning.
Okay.
It was horrifying. I vowed never to do it. It's not that I'm against spring cleaning. It's just that I find it unreasonable that you have to do it in one day with all the windows open.
Yeah. No, that's my wife. When we get, like, a really nice weekend, you know, like a Saturday, and it's going to be beautiful, like, all right. Open up all the windows. Let's air the house out. Because, you know, you've been in. It's, like, been cold and flu season. Mm-hmm, and your house is a little
I understand, like, the fresh air. Like, that's fine. Yeah. Actually, that's very little work. Like, just open the windows.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there.
So when you were a kid, my mother would make us take the blinds off and put them in the bathtub. She put, like, ammonia and water in there to clean the blinds.
That's a brilliant idea.
But that's why I don't have blinds. Who wants to do that? That's why I have shades.
Isn't that funny? That's good.
They still get dusty.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you just spray them with a little Febreze or something.
I guess. And the survey says that 40% of Americans say they plan on spending at least one full day spring cleaning. Like spring cleaning.
All day, that's way too much.
I just feel like I did a little bit. Yesterday was a nice day. It was sunny out, and I cleaned out my closet. I mean, I say cleaned. I just organized it. I didn't like vacuum or anything. But it's not that big. And I'm just like, okay. Do you do, what do you do, baseboards? Like, what are you supposed to clean when you spring clean?
Yeah, I mean, you clean the walls. You clean
the walls?
Sure.
Well, the windows, too.
Yeah, clean.
What do you,
They get dusty.
Clean the windows. The
windowsills.
This might make my wife swerve off the road, but, you know, I'll do the windows.
You clean
if we're doing
the
Yeah. You can use vodka. That's a good window cleaner.
Do you wrinkle up newspaper? Because it doesn't leave streaks.
That's right. And it is. It's
you
just
can use vodka on most surfaces.
Yeah. I figured that might interest you. And maybe help you clean.
But it's not that I'm dirty,
It's just the, like you'd need that, especially, you know, we've had these winter storms. The outside of the windows are dirty. You kind of need to just clean everything up and you get a nice, it's nice and fresh.
You know what, maybe this is my year.
I mean, I hate it.
This is my year. Maybe I'll top to bottom spring clean this weekend.
Good idea.
I'll be the 40%.
Doubt it.
I'm a 40%er.
It'd be a good weekend. You can crank up WROR because it's a WROR free ticket weekend. You listen for Stubby the Ticket Broker. He'll tell you when to call. And then you can win tickets to see Heart with Sheryl Crow and Elle King July 17th at the Xfinity Center.
Fun.
Cheat codes and an extra chance to win at WROR.com. So there. Will that help you,
well, you
clean
know
what you the
do?
Weekend?
That's going to be inspiring.
Then
good.
You take the tickets and you trade them off to some cleaning company to come in and work in your house.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Sad day out in Natick.
The priciest, priceless memory you probably have with your children. The American Girl doll store in Natick closes today.
Ooh.
I don't know anybody with a daughter, or a son for that matter, who has not gone to the American Girl doll and spent a fortune. You haven't gone?
No.
Well, she's...
Never been. She's five.
She's five. I feel
she loves dolls.
Yeah, like Lucy's 15, and that was like when the store hit... Everyone was just so excited to go there. I took Lucy there for a $100,000 ice cream and a $25,000 haircut for her daughter.
Well, I was scared away by Hank's, you know, cautionary tales with his daughters in the American Girl doll
store. My trip to New York City, we spent $600 on two dolls, a couple of beds, like a hair chair.
Yeah.
So they do their hair. And the worst part was they have their own little salon.
Right.
Yeah. And we had, it was like $25 for each doll to have her hair done.
Yeah.
By the time we walked back to the hotel, my daughter Abby's doll had long hair again. I said, what did you do to the hair? She goes, I didn't like the hairstyle.
Hashtag same.
Jeez.
Did it for Lucy, too. She took it out as soon as she got home.
Ugh.
I was like, what is happening? It was cute. And I feel like the catalogs you get, and even as a parent walking in that store, I really wanted the dolls and the doll setups.
Yeah.
And that was like why I liked it so much.
Abby's doll is living in the attic still with a nice bob because she cut the hair off.
Oh, my God. So... Sad kids, happy parents.
Yes, exactly.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.